Kingsbury's role in the war effort on this moment of Indiana history. In 1940, the United States War Department identified a small town in northern Indiana as a prime location for munitions manufacture, far enough inland to escape an enemy attack and central enough for distribution purposes. Kingsbury was so sparsely populated and insignificant to the nation's infrastructure that the impact of an accidental explosion could be contained. The 20-square-mile plot in LaPorte County became home to one of the nation's largest shell-loading plants. It required 10,000 workers at a time when the population of the entire county numbered only 16,000. The U.S. Employment Service and local labor unions recruited from as far away as Gary, where employers faced new competition with Kingsbury's high wages. To accommodate the influx of labor, the War Department constructed a new town right outside the factory gates. Kingsford Heights consisted of more than 2,600 dormitories, trailers, and prefabricated homes. Existing homes were rehabbed, and homeowners were encouraged to take in boarders. Work at Kingsbury was dirty, difficult, and dangerous, and African-American employees were consistently assigned to the most hazardous tasks. All workers had to wear protective clothing and shower before leaving, as one chemical component turned any exposed hair or skin orange. The plant's design anticipated disaster. Four separate buildings were partially buried so that if one exploded, the structural integrity of the others would not be compromised. The plant managed to function without incident until closing soon after the war's end. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.